Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Al-Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Trey Edwards, John Gervais, Jason Madison, and Juju Julio Gotti. We got a great show for you guys today. But first, patreon.com/countthedinks. Make sure you are locked in. You're getting all the extra content. The OG podcasts, those are back and running. You're getting the Cinephobe special edition ones. Trust me, you haven't listened to them all. We get the Cinephobe Rewatchingtons. That's where we rewatch old Cinephobe movies, and you get to chime in, be in the chat, and interact. You get the Discord. You get special advance notice to certain things that might be on the horizon. Don't want to give it all away. And so much more. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in. All right, let's get started.
But Kid Cudi and Lupe had a public beef. Also, is the word beef pause?
Nah. The word beef ain't pause, bruh.
Okay, all meat, right. I just had to make sure.
Meat is pause, beef is not.
All right.
Nah, yeah, unless especially you say, all them DVDs, unless, 50.
Yeah.
Beef, okay. It's too much.
Yeah, no, beef, unless you say some shit like, I really like beef. Then it's
that's like, crazy, yeah, that's though. Instant. I mean, like, yo, I got crazy beef with this nigga. Like,
no, I got it's beef. I'm beefing with so-and-so, that's cool. But if you all say, right, I like beef.
Yeah. Somebody who say, I got beef with this hey, nigga.
Because y'all didn't even peep how I worded that when I was talking nigga to Jason in the chat. I said personal grudge because I did not want to get paused today. I was being very wise with my words. I had to think.
I think it's on flow. That nigga's having rather potty I'm beefing with him on this podcast. I'll say that.
You said what?
What'd
you
say?
It's been rather potty mouthish on this podcast last couple weeks. So yeah, I think everyone probably came to the show today saying, I'm gonna choose my words from the
radio edit version.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I've been going crazy.
So I like Lupe and I like Kid Cudi. I thought it was a very random beef, but it was not random. This shit has happened 10 years ago and these niggas just literally just haven't ran into each other to actually do something about it.
Which is so weird because they have their main nigga in common. Kid Cudi's manager right now is Iben, and Iben is like one of Lupe's best friends. He mentions him in Paris, Tokyo. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The reason why I get fly is Iben Jasper. Iben was also Kanye's barber for 20 some years. But yeah, so the fact that they never ran into each other is kind of hilarious. But go ahead, Trey.
I love Jason, bro. This nigga Jason be having the, he be having the motherfucking snack wrap facts and shit. Shit be so good, bro. On a relatability side, because we don't want to be flies on the wall, or we don't want to have an opinion and of something that we really don't know too much about. Have you ever been in a social media beef, Juju?
Nah. I don't have like specific a person that I know or regular like nah, but every single day, every 2 seconds, somebody calling me a nigga on Twitter because I work for them.
Hard R
because they be having strong opinions about certain issues
that's a different account too though. Uh-huh. That's a different audience that you got to deal with over there.
Let me just say to that point, Juju, because I caught like not even a whiff of it because it ain't even to that level.
Yeah. But
this week, me and Charlotte on Oddball, we had this skit where we acted like we doctors and we're giving a checkup to all the different teams at midseason, right?
Right.
And in the comments, a bunch of motherfuckers kept saying, why y'all talking shit about Strickland? Like, y'all need to apologize to Strickland. And I was like, I never said nothing bad about Rod Strickland in my life. What are y'all talking about?
Right,
I'm
man.
Like, yo, Rod, I always be showing that nigga mad love. Like, well, who said it? I said some bad shit about Rod Strickland. Da, da, da. So then I started thinking, I was like, maybe they meant Mark Strickland, who played for the Miami Heat. Like, I might have said some shit like Mark Strickland ain't walking through that door, but I wouldn't have shat on him out the blue. What the fuck are they talking about? And so I said, hey, man, what the fuck are you talking about? And some dude responded, like, they mean the UFC dude, Strickland. I'm like, the fuck they got to do with me? I didn't see it.
Oddball posts. You see what I'm saying? It was an oddball post. I seen that shit, bro. I'm like, bro, come on, y'all. It's like, no matter what, somebody come online and be like, you work for these folks. That mean you agree with them. So, motherfucker, did it? I'm like, man, sir, first of all, your name is Adam 7777968. Mm-hmm. Second of all, I will beat the fuck out of you. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? But you can't even give that energy back, so you just gotta mute them.
Yeah, that's a smart way. Jason, have you had any personal beef online?
Yeah, I mean, bro, if you've been on the internet for any amount of time, like, you're gonna get into it with niggas. Most of the time, I feel like I get into it with people I actually know. Mm-hmm. Because niggas want to come on the internet and say some slick shit to you.
Damn.
And that was like, I think a time passed, you know, like that was like 10 plus years ago when like all of this shit was kind of new and niggas was really kind of jumping out, you know, and
they were trying to be funny about it though.
Yeah, exactly. We was in our 20s and shit. I don't really see a lot of that happening as much now, but like definitely been in some beefs. And that shit is always silly, bro. Like, it's like a nigga Tyler, the Creator, said, just close the computer, my nigga. Like,
yeah. I mean, sometimes people have bad days. I will say that. People have bad days and we'll react. Because it's just like, was it the straw breaking the camel's back? Like, it's one of them situations where it's like, all right, nigga, today I'm going to beat your... Even though you know you're not physically going to beat their ass, you just got to let it know. I'm going to beat your motherfucking ass. You say one more word to me. I've lost my cool.
I done told a couple folks some crazy shit, bro. For real. And I done felt bad instantly. As soon as I pushed scene, I'm like, man, what am I doing?
They won. Jerv, have you ever had a personal beef online?
Nah, I'm not popular like you guys. My timeline is peaceful.
Jerv, you've been subbed before. Get out of here, Jerv. You got subbed. They just ain't.
I was going to say, Jerv, you ain't never had a chick you was messing with sub you?
I mean, yeah, they take shots, but I mean, beef would be me retaliating and saying something back, right? Like, motherfuckers sub. I mean,
you don't give it no win though.
Jerv too high to be doing that shit, man.
By the time he realizes him, it's like it's been removed. It's like, oh, I'm talking about people.
The person I responded to that one time though. I know, like, I done met this nigga before. Mm. So that's the only reason I responded to him. Cause I wanted him to know some us, like,
wait, what
beyond
happened?
This show. It was a fan of the show, Levitard show. They came to my page with that Levitard show playing jokes under my shit. And so I DM'd him what I had on me at the time. and I'm will, like, I would dedicate my life to fucking your life. Like, I don't come from these, like, you know what I mean? Like, I have nothing but time. And I could do my job from in your bushes, my nigga. So
I'm gonna say this.
And so I gave him a lot of details about that shit. And I was like, ah, fuck. Because he instantly came back with sorry and all that shit.
I'm gonna tell you, Juju, them motherfuckers are the ones that piss me off the most, because I've had it where, like, one of these motherfuckers that has like a side podcast that is literally just dedicated to how much they love the show. I went on their show. I gave them, like, they say, hey, can you come on for like 30 minutes? I gave them like an hour and a half. Like, I was nice. I did the whole shit. And then, like, whenever some shit happened online, motherfuckers were like, John Skipper should be a like that. I'm like,
right, bro.
You like, what the fuck do you think this shit is, man? Like, that was the shit I didn't fuck with, man. I didn't like that at all.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with the plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Like, right, don't be out here like I gave y'all motherfuckers a time of day like nobody would have.
Right, you're going still that like, energy, bro. They don't realize it's still the low key energy because they don't realize, bro. Like, I don't want to take it this way, you know what I mean? But us being a minority people from the show, you know what I mean? I feel like it's easy to jump on the other side of that typewriter when he don't like something. I feel like the true test of our friendships is inconvenience that person. Let me be a bother to you and see how you treat me then, because that's how a true friend. I mean, any motherfucker be turning as soon as they think they saw you tweet the wrong thing. Oh, right. At Levitar, you should be ashamed at John. Like, actually, come on, bro.
Like, I think the worst shit that ever happened to the internet, and I want to say this was like a shift in like 2017, 28, was giving people power to feel like they can get niggas fired.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
bro.
That's just trash.
That's empowerment of like what I do outside of my job and having a nigga call me. You know what I'm saying? And be like, I got fired on my day off because nigga, I'm gonna be honest, my own personal account.
Even when it's like a white person going nuts saying some racist shit like at a Starbucks or whatever.
Right.
I still don't like when a motherfucker's like, she works at this place. Hey, Fletcher and Coulihan, are you okay with your employees doing, like, I hate that. It's
corny. That shit's so lame, bro. It's like, why you gotta fucking agree? If I worked at McDonald's and I just flip fries at McDonald's, I don't gotta agree with the policy of Mr. Damn McDonald. I don't know what the fuck he doing. So don't come at me with that energy because I work for Mr. McDonald. Yeah, I mean, they be coming at me because that was some shit the white folks said on our show. Right. Yeah, maybe get the hell out my mention, bro. You know what the fuck I got going on right now, sir?
Are you serious? Did y'all see that brick lady shit this week?
Hold on.
Before we get up out of here, hold on. Because we're giving advice before. I wanted the panel to give advice. I definitely have been in beefs. I know Amin has been in beefs. You know what I'm saying? I've been mature enough to squash some.
Yeah. Some
are still active. You know what I mean? But I just respond with actually winning.
I'll be honest. I can't imagine Trey beefing with anybody.
I can't.
Well, it's one-sided beef. It's one-sided beef. You get what I'm saying? Like, they're beefing with me. I'm not beefing with them.
I don't. You know what I mean? Can't see. I can't but see also, someone beefing with you. Am I off on that? Like, I think Trey's like,
you're off.
Man, they hate it. Jesus.
That niggas that don't like Trey?
It's niggas that don't like me. But at the end of the day, you have to look at it like this. We all have tough skin in here. So we slight each other or we like make jokes or we've like cut each other and be like, nigga, you stabbed me. I'm going to be all right. You know what I mean? Like, Juju done lit me up for how I'm dressed. Jason done said some shit. Jerv done said some shit. You done said some shit. And other people that done been on this pod done said some shit. I just don't take it as personal as the next nigga, right? Yeah. But
you just made that seem like we the only ones that say some shit. You don't say no shit. Like, I feel like you left yourself out.
Everybody comes at me, but I, you know.
I don't do shit. I'm
cool. I feel like mine was a rebuttal. I just be the bigger person and not respond because I'm just a great citizen.
Trey freeze and he froze too.
That
shit comment. Funny as hell. He froze right there. But brother, people out there, brother, we all don't have the same skills and tools as the other. So if you out there, you internet beefing, man, just remember, bro, you might be actually going at somebody who don't have the same kind of self-worth as you have or the same type of whatever the skills. Like, you know what I mean? Let's try to love each other more online, man. Be more respectful, be more understanding. And if you disagree, bruh, let's talk about the disagreement. We ain't got to go back and forth about what political parties and all that unnecessary stuff, bro. That shit.
But just don't follow me.
Right.
Just don't follow me. I'll be all right.
I'm not going to lie. Like, the time that I was really, like, heavy on the internet and I had to, like, step back was during that 2016 election.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I was seeking out like conversations and arguments on the internet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was in the bad like internet space where I was like looking for people who was saying wild shit and whatever. And, like, sometimes you just gotta really.
I could definitely see you being in your bag with that shit.
Because it's just like, you know, I feel like, you know, I have a strong opinion, especially about America and, you know, the place that we live.
I thought you could have just left it as you have a strong opinion. I don't mean that as a shot.
Right.
Whatever you're passionate about, you have a 1,000% strong opinion on that shit. And it don't matter what the other motherfucker says, that motherfucker is wrong and you're the fuck right.
Right, exactly. That's
but we love you, brother. So
I accidentally kicked the fucking plug of my iMac out. But what I was saying was, I'm not saying that it's just y'all. I'm just saying overall, I've had like beefs with people, but like I'm so like sharp with the knife as far as my words, I really go for the fucking
okay. No.
I ain't trying to get the words, Juju, bro. Juju, I ain't trying to.
My spores are so sharp.
See? Look at this nigga. Juju not about to let me live. But I will say this, Juju. I got so much. I don't play dirty, but I got dirt.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Read that again.
You got dirt on you.
You got to put it in a little way.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you know, you beefing with a nigga that really be taking it there, that really go play dirty. And then you be like, all right, nigga. I know you. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you don't want to do that.
Right.
That would be like, if I really had true enemies that really wanted to, I think they play to a surface that's nice and not dirty. They're not trying to break my leg while the ref not looking. You know what I'm saying? Because if they get to that point, then like I'm like, all right, bro, you fucked me up on this one. Now I'm gonna be that petty,
right?
And I just play fair. Like a slight jab, cool. You can punch me in the face. I'll be all right. I'll be all right on that one. But if you break my arm, I'm gonna bring out the shit that I like.
Trey, you be having people like come at you like I just can't imagine.
I have, bro. I have, man. I have. It's unfortunate because
Wait, like, Jerv, let's be. You don't think Trey is like a likable dude that gets along with everybody?
I think Trey is a very likable human being, but I also feel like there are people that might just find Trey fucking too fucking happy-go-lucky or too cool sometimes, and niggas like
more than that too. Bro, more than that too. My dog be in circles that we don't necessarily see brothers in sometimes, so he be around nothing but Caucasians. Salute to my brothers and sisters from the Caucasian mountain, the Caucasus mountain.
But what I'm saying is
sometimes that's intimidating for that kind of crowd. So I imagine hate in them circles be high.
I done seen Trey in them circles, and Trey's always like the nigga they love, man. Like
why he like, there? Yeah, when he in their face. I'm talking about y'all got y'all shit.
My nigga wearing that nigga tie.
But
hey, wait till that nigga leaves, bro. Wait till that nigga leaves. I fucking hate him.
Give us the real menu now.
But I guess we're talking about like social media beef, like niggas would talk shit outwardly, not motherfuckers behind his back.
Yeah.
So, I guess, this is the way I think about it. Like, me, Juju, and Jason, like, we ain't afraid to shit on somebody
in their face.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
right.
Like, that attracts motherfuckers wanting to shit on us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For
sure. I don't see Trey doing that type of shit. Like, he's always the chill nigga. So, Jerv, to be honest, it's like you. I can't see anyone being like, man, fuck Jerv.
I ain't gonna lie. If a nigga came at Jerv, I'll fight a nigga for like if a nigga did some bullshit like that. Because hey, I'd be like, no, the nigga don't be bothering nobody. So what you
right.
want?
But Trey, on that note, I just remembered some shit that happened all night. So Thursday night, I'm in New York and I'm at dinner with the Levitar show people, but also all the smoke people. Like it's our big joint dinner, like the first time everybody in the same place together. And so me and Stack were talking about Juju, because Stack would tell us the Juju origin story about how he used to play at his club and shit.
Yeah.
And he let you fucking, you were running. They said this thing was climbing on top of speakers. And
oh, that just made a triangle right now, by the way.
Oh, no, yeah, it's fucking lit, right? So then, like, when Dan, me and Sack, we just talk about Juju, because I know, like, how much Dan loves Juju. I said, you're going to really like this story. So Sack telling him about, like, the whole origin story and everything, and Dan is like, yo, I love Juju so much, and I know it's going to sound funny, but I know, like, if I asked Juju to kill somebody and there would be no tracks, he would absolutely do it for me.
Stack said,
even if there were tracks, that nigga would do it.
Yeah.
Hey, bro. No, they already know, bro. I'm ready.
Even if there were tracks.
I'm ready for the next life, bro. Fuck this hey, shit. I fuck with all y'all that same way, bro. Y'all let me into this family, bro. I don't take it for granted coming to be able to talk to y'all every Sunday, bro. It was times where I was depressed and dark and not like this time I spent looking at the wall, questioning my worth and shit. So y'all treat me like a brother and all this shit means so much. Bro, I tell anybody up, they play with any one of y'all. For real.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's a, but back very, to what we were talking about. A very wholesome bomb moment, but to make it even a smaller moment, Juju.
But hold on,
the reason why,
I can see some people not fucking with Trey right there.
Right, that's what I'm about to say. Circle to end my point to see people who might not like Trey. Just the people on the other end of this. Winning is everything. Come to death row. Oh, by the way, we won by 80.
I think
the people who got beat by 80 might not float with Trey.
You know what's crazy? I had pieces. Listen, we
that
beat him.
Look like Birdie from pieces. Fucking Above the Rim.
Hey, hey, Juju. After we beat him, we had pizza with him. We had pizza with him. We had Scar's pizza. Shout out to Scar.
Before you made that post, y'all left the restaurant, but then you made the post. You got the pictures back.
No, the niggas came up and dabbed me and said, "Hey, bro, you one of the best GMs, bro. Like, I don't know how you put your team together." But
Juju, they're like, you know what? He beat his body, but he's cool. He had pizza with us. Then they get home, they open their cigarette.
Bro, I thought we just had pizza.
Hey, nah, it's all love, man. They know what they're getting with it, man.
All right, let's wrap it right here. Once again, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in. You're getting all that extra content for you, for everybody. For Black Trey, Big Derv, J Skills, Juju Gotti, I'm Amino Hassan, reminding you to stay black, motherfucker.